years and basically take that and move it over and invest in hedge funds and real estate. And I just wanted to report that because this was a policy that was approved by the board, and we were basically pulling the trigger on that. And we've discussed it more fully at the ABFF meeting, but I just wanted to let all the board know that we're basically pulling the trigger on executing that policy. So, and that would be concluding my 6-minute remarks.
Thank you all. Are there any questions?
With the $500 million of receivables, I'm assuming you're finding some way to manage the cash situation?
Yeah, I think that that's the number one thing we look at almost every day is managing the cash that we have. Again, we are subject to the Prompt Payment Act here at the university, with our vendors, whereas the state, of course, is with their agencies with anything they consider there, and that's why we're so far delinquent. And of course, the state is actually paying, frankly, millions of dollars in interest, because once they go past 60 days, they have to start paying interest on those delinquent receivables. So it's a very expensive proposition to be that far behind and paying your bills at the state. I would just say the state is thinking about selling about $500 million in bonds next week, which might prompt Moody's to take some action, in connection with the with that bond issuance next week. So stay tuned for that. Stay tuned for that to happen.
Thank you, Walt. Appreciate it. I think we're going to ask Joyce Tolliver to report on faculty activities. Welcome, Joyce.
I'm speaking to you today on behalf of the University Senate's Conference, and I'd like to speak about collaboration, something we've been talking about now for 2 days, cross-campus collaboration and also cross-disciplinary collaboration on the same campus. I want to talk about what we're doing and how we might do what we do even better. Collaboration across disciplines is becoming more and more necessary in the way we carry out our research today. Disciplinary boundaries in the academy have become permeable over the past couple of decades, and a consequence of today's interdisciplinarity is that researchers not only want but need to work more closely than ever before with colleagues who have different expertise and skill sets. Research that's oriented towards solving real-world problems is almost inevitably interdisciplinary in nature because most world problems are multifaceted. The big human problems, and we've been talking about some of these the last couple of days, health, education, the environment, so on, all have scientific, social, economic, and psychological dimensions. We can't understand them or respond to them without a multifaceted, multidisciplinary approach. Collaborative research, as I think you know, abounds on each of the three campuses. It would take far more than my allotted 6 minutes to give even an accurate overview of the many ways that each of the campuses engages in interdisciplinary and collaborative research already. You all know about Urbanis-Beckman Institute, UIC's Institute for Health Research and Policy, the Center for State Policy and Leadership at UIS. We've just heard a little bit more about the cross-disciplinary activities of this campus's engineering college as well. But there is much more, and on several fronts. And I want to mention one particularly innovative example, which is Chancellor Wise's Envisioning Future Excellence initiative to plan our future for the next 20 years with cross-disciplinary groups. Each campus also features multiple partnerships with universities around the world to develop particular areas of research. And of course, teams of faculty members and their students form partnerships with representatives from industry. We've just been thinking about that with Larry's wonderful presentation. The Research Park and the UI Labs are focused towards practical applications of this kind of partnership. But teaching is also enriched very often when it's done in collaboration, whether it's by inviting guest lecturers to our classes who are from other departments, campuses, or universities, or whether it's team teaching in which two colleagues with different areas of expertise teach a course together. So think about a course, for example, on science fiction that would be taught by an expert in literature and an expert in quantum physics. Right? Think about a course on stress, and I have to say this is Don Chambers' suggestion, taught by a group of professors, including maybe a professor of molecular biology, a